Well, you know, I can't speak for you, but I'll speak for us. We are anxious to take a vacation. We have one of our WJR Travel Club trips planned for September, a river cruise. Still have our fingers crossed in spite of the flare-ups and the variants and all of that. You can go to WJRTravelClub.com, I think, still. Is that right, Ann? WJRTravelClub.com. And there'll be information about the various trips. Thank you, Brian. And I think Guy's got one coming up that I believe is still going. Everything's moving right along. The guy we depend on for information regarding cruises is the guy that all of the major networks, all of the major newspapers, all of the major cable channels depend on. He is the preeminent cruise expert out there. There's no one even close to Stuart Sheeron, the cruise guy, who's on the other end of our line right now. Stuart, always a pleasure, my friend. It was nice talking with you over the weekend. I'm glad things are going well. And how many cruises have you already been on post-pandemic?
Would you believe three?
It's unbelievable. You mentioned that to me on the phone, and I couldn't believe that there's that much time between when nobody was going anywhere and the fact that they've just opened the floodgates, I guess. And you've already been on three cruises and no problems whatsoever, I hope.
No. So I've done two in the Caribbean and just came back from a week in the Mediterranean. So thankfully it's been just great experiences. A lot of extra hoops to have to go through, especially when, leaving from foreign ports, Paul, where you had to get pre-authorization, you had to upload your COVID cards, you had to get antigen tests or, COVID test before flying off to, let's say, Greece, for example, but it was well worth it. And, Paul, let me tell you, being on a 3,000 passenger ship with 900 people is extraordinary.
You mentioned that, and you made it clear too, because I asked, I said, well, with limited numbers, are they cutting back on their services? And you made it very clear, even with 900 people on a 3,000 passenger ship, a ship built for 3,000 passengers with only 900 people, you still have the unlimited perfect service. They aren't cutting back at all. In fact, you said every employee is just thrilled to be back at work.
Yeah, no, they're just ecstatic to be working again. I mean, they just got back to their ships. They were quarantined. They were retrained. I was looking for certain service, areas where services were deficient. Maybe the food's not going to be as good or delivered on time or things were going to be slow, but everything was working at 100%. I was blown away. And it happened on all three of the cruises and also speaking to people who've been on other ships, from other cruise lines. And, I just came back from Celebrity Apex, which is, their brand new ship, which, Paul, I would hold that up to anything. It's an amazing ship. But it's an extraordinary time, Paul, to be able to go away, to be on ships with reduced capacities, and also go to ports. I mean, if you've been to Greece, you're probably saying, well, Santorini's usually just jam packed. Well, it wasn't. Mykonos, Rhodos. They were just. It was just so nice to be able to walk around and not be elbow to elbow with people. And it's not just the cruise passengers, but also the hotel guests that visit these destinations. It was obvious because, we didn't have the Europeans, there were no Italians on our ships. We didn't have the people from the UK, the French. So it was really on our sailing. It was just pretty much mainly Americans. But these are times where people can take advantage. I mean, even now, Paul, there's opportunities to be able to book these sailings. The prices are extremely reasonable. And the airfares aren't that bad, and I mean last minute opportunities are there.
Well, that's precisely why we wanted to speak with you now, is to let people know it isn't too late. You still can book a trip for the summer, and as you've just pointed out, Stuart Sheeron, the cruise guy, that there are some pretty good deals.
Yep, I mean you can go to the Caribbean, you can go to the Mediterranean, and starting last week. Believe it or not, a very unusual Alaska season just started. And more of the ships are going to be starting this week in Alaska. And the sailings are essentially going from July into the early part, believe it or not, the latter part of October. There'll be one cruise line that'll be going into the early part of November. And we have really essentially never seen sailings that late into the season. And that's going to give people the interesting opportunity to possibly see Northern Lights in Alaska this year, because normally the ships are gone by the first week of September. So this year we're going to see late October on a lot of the ships, and even possibly go into early November.
Can we get more information at cruiseguy.com still?
Absolutely.
Cruiseguy.com. The 800 number still good?
It is.
800-700-3881. 800-700-3881 or cruiseguy.com. He is the guy, the preeminent guy nationwide who can help you with your next cruise, because he knows all about cruises. How many cruises so far have you taken?
279.
Only 279 cruises under his belt.
I've done a few, but really, I really hope people take advantage. This is really going to be a special time.
It is indeed.
For people to get away.
It is indeed, Stuart. Thanks much. Got to hit a hard break. Stuart Chiron, the cruise guy on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.